Out Front, I'm King David McKenzie. The Los Angeles Times reports that the online dating site eHarmony.com has put an end to 2.5 years of litigation by reaching an agreement to pay $500,000 and make its website more welcoming to seekers of same-sex matches, settling a class-action lawsuit brought by gays and lesbians in California. The company had already launched a service for gays and lesbians called Compatible Partners in an unrelated settlement with New Jersey's Attorney General last year. As a result of the settlement agreement filed in Los Angeles Superior Court, eHarmony will add a gay and lesbian dating category to their main website, which will direct users to Compatible Partners and allow bisexual users to access both websites for one fee. The eHarmony site currently provides links for Christian, Black, Jewish, Hispanic, senior, and local dating. California residents who have filed written complaints with the company will receive $4,000 apiece from the settlement funds. The website, founded in 2000 by clinical psychologist Neil Clark Warren, an evangelical Christian, did not provide same-sex matching services until last year, contending that the company's closely guarded compatibility models were based on studies of married heterosexual couples. In court filings, attorneys for eHarmony also pointed to websites exclusively providing same-sex matches, such as gay.com or guysformen.com, saying the company does not stand alone among companies that provide their relationship matching services to a single sexual orientation. As part of the California agreement, the Compatible Partners site will display the eHarmony logo in a prominent position and will state that the service is brought to you by eHarmony. The site currently states it is powered by eHarmony. Not surprisingly, some homophobe activists are angered over what they claim is a betrayal of the online dating site's core values. Consequently, they have threatened to encourage singles to use other dating services that they claim have not sold out their God and their moral beliefs for the almighty dollar. Anti-gay activist Tony Perkins told the religious website Christian Post, "To those of us who hailed eHarmony's commitment to the virtue of traditional marriage, the company's actions are distressing and damaging." At budurl.com/outfront and baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.